Food Up.
It's breakfast food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Natalie. How are you?
Morena. I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome.
Excited to talk about food. Yeah. Very hungry already.
Tess may have let me in on a sneak peek of what we might be talking about, but I'll let you introduce the topic.
It's eggs.
Eggs.
It's eggs. Yeah. What a versatile ingredient.
And so breakfast appropriate.
Yes, I know. We're covering all the bases. I was talking to my friend Brody, who has Seabreeze Cafe in Westmere, yesterday about eggs. I was like, what's your favourite way? And he said a really lovely thing. His grandma, who used to live with them growing up, she used to make eggs a lot and for them when they were kids. And she would say, an egg without salt is like a kiss without love.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But so true.
That's
as
so
well.
Lovely.
It's so
what
much
about
better.
Pepper?
Pepper always for
me,
but
cool,
me you know,
too.
Salt non-negotiable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I also think that eggs are a little bit polarizing. People either like hate them a certain way, love them this one specific way, don't like them at all, only in baking, only you know.
Yeah.
So I'm keen to hear about best ways to have eggs and any tips for cooking eggs from your listeners.
Yeah, text in 5395.
Awesome. My favourite way to cook eggs at home are sage fried eggs. Have
Ooh,
you guys?
No, I haven't.
So is that butter and sage leaves?
Yes.
That like, sounds delicious.
Like a little bath of butter.
Yes.
So quite a lot. Maybe I'd say like 25 grams of butter for a person.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but you know. You're only having one piece of toast. and so you melt the butter quite low and then you chuck a bunch of sage leaves in. I reckon you probably want about 6 to 8 per person. And then 2 eggs, and you cook these really low so that the you could make them crispy if you want, but I like the whites to be kind of soft, you know, cooked through but not crispy. And you kind of get a spoon and you bathe the eggs in the butter as well.
Like steak basting.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Basting your eggs.
Yeah. And sometimes it's helpful to put a lid on a small pan just to cook the tops quite well.
I have to say, I am someone, I need the tops cooked well. If
right.
there is some runny white on my egg,
yeah,
it's a bit of a buzzkill, eh?
My flatmate is like that. If there's any runny white, it's getting chucked in the bin. And I'm like, but you'd have it in a cocktail. You would have raw egg in a cocktail, but you
That's
will
true.
Not accept raw egg on your egg.
Well, there's just, I honestly think it's a visual thing for me.
Yeah.
Something about the way it looks that I'm just like, I can't put that in my mouth.
Is that textural as well? Because it's quite jelly-ish.
It's goopy, yeah.
It's goopy, yeah.
It's
goopy.
It's not super appealing.
Mucousy. No,
someone's texted in saying, hate eggs, smell puts me off before they even make it to my mouth. Who wants to eat farts for F's sake?
For F's sake.
See, all right. Strong feels.
I would say that they smell like farts if they're hard-boiled. But
yes, all free.
But that's,
I love hard-boiled eggs.
I know, but no one's judging you other than me.
No, I know.
With the sage fried eggs, you can flip them over easy just for a little bit if you like. And then put them on your toast, drizzle the butter over it.
Yum.
And I like a little bit of sauerkraut and chili jam over it.
Delicious.
It's a good time.
Yum, this sounds so good.
So easy.
Mine is the bath of butter, almost identical, but then chili flakes.
And then
the egg goes.
Someone's texted in already about chili flakes. I knew that was going to come. Easy to add a few chili flakes for some spice. Soon your eggs without chili will be a party without music.
That's such a
We're
good
making
call. I love it.
So many family sayings today.
Another kind of seasonal way to have eggs that I really love coming into spring. Soon we'll have asparagus.
Love asparagus.
Love asparagus. I like to do a boiled egg, soft boiled egg. I keep my eggs in the fridge. I always keep my eggs in the fridge. Cook from cold, poach from cold.
Because that changes the time, obviously.
Yeah. So if you keep them in the pantry, soft boiled egg is about 4.5 minutes. If you cook from the fridge, you got to dip it in the hot water a bit so they don't explode. And then cook for 6 minutes. And that'll be runny yolk firm white.
I used to put a thumbtack in the blunt end if they were coming out of the fridge before I boiled them. And everyone I've ever lived with thinks I'm insane.
But I've never seen that. That's
so
awesome.
You know how there's an air pocket at the blunt end of an egg? That's what expands and contracts when it goes from the fridge to the boiling water. So that's what cracks the shell.
Yeah.
And so if you put a little a thumbtack hole in it, you'll see it going blah, 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 blah. But you've got to get the right end. Otherwise, the egg comes out of it.
I feel like someone could see me doing that and be like, what are you putting into my egg that
are you injecting into my egg?
So soft-boiled eggs, and then just steam a little bit of asparagus, and instead of having soldiers on the side, dipping asparagus.
Yum!
Oh, nice.
I think it was on River Kitchen or some Hugh Fernley Whitting Stall show or whatever. Love that guy. Amazing. He puts a little cube of butter into the egg while it's still warm. So you're dipping, you know, you dip your asparagus in, and it's kind of like a little hollandaise vibe.
Whoa.
It's really good.
So you just cut a little bit of anything. Butter into a square and put it inside the hot egg. Mm-hmm.
They are a sensational, versatile thing, aren't they? Because there's a very few foods that you would make a sauce out of the product and then put it on the product.
Yeah.
When you think about hollandaise in an objective way, it's quite odd.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning in the shower. As you do. And it's kind of like carb on carb is kind of good as well. Like potato on pizza is pretty amazing.
Chip sandwiches.
Yeah. Yes, chip sandwiches. Amazing. Heaps of great ways. Do you guys like scrambled eggs?
Yeah, yes. I love scrambled eggs. Mm-hmm.
I like scrambled eggs as well. Heaps of herbs. I always put dill in mine. Love dilly eggs.
Delicious.
Yeah. I like dill. It's not actually something I often have on hand, I will say.
Nah.
It's quite, hard to grow and hard to keep, really, because it's so kind of fragile.
You've got to be quick.
Yeah.
You got to purchase it with intent and then use it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I would do like 6 eggs to half a cup of cream, cook it pretty quickly at the start, but once it starts to curdle, turn it right down and just like let it become egg custard.
So you do put egg cream, because there's a lot of, some people say no way, some people put milk in, some people put cream in, some people put sour cream in.
Oh yeah, sour cream. That's a Sopranos thing, eh?
Is it?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I remember from The Sopranos.
Somebody just texted, an egg without a thumbtack hole is like traffic without road rules. We're next level here.
Someone's texted in just to the person who didn't like eggs. Fart eggs are old eggs, so buy fresh.
Yes,
so
true.
Maybe you're buying some old eggs.
And free range.
Yeah.
Yes, always.
Mm.
Well, lots of amazing science with eggs. My mother was a science teacher, so I think that's why there were lots of thumbtack holes and the ways of checking whether your eggs are fresh or not. Put them in water. If they float, the air pocket has become bloated and they're bad. If they sink, they're good. Have I got that round the right way?
I love this very scientific approach to boiling an egg. It's awesome. I was just reading in a blog about the scrambled eggs, doing my research, and this great chef in Wellington who had Nikau Cafe. Have you guys ever been there?
No.
It's in the City Art Gallery, amazing. Her name's Calda. They have Rita now in Wellington, and when she was learning how to be a chef, a woman, Lois Dash, who she was learning from, her test was like how you care and cook the egg. Like, such a simple ingredient. I like your approach where you stab it with a...
brutal.
But, you know, she said that you can tell a lot about a cook, how you treat eggs. So, buy them fresh, keep them in the fridge, free range. Thumbtacks handy.
Is it the British chef Delia Smith? Her book, How to Cook Everything, starts with, here's how you boil an egg.
Yeah, awesome.
She went, never assume people know how to do it.
Yeah.
I've had to Google it, for sure. I didn't know, you know? You've got to get the timing right. And I think with boiling an egg, it's a tough one because you can't see if it's done or not.
Which is why I hate baking. You can't intervene and fix it halfway through. Somebody said, maybe I've got an overly sensitive nose. I can cook eggs well, not blowing my own trumpet, and they all smell like farts to me. Maybe it's like coriander. Maybe it's an allele thing. Maybe it, like, coriander tastes like soap to some people. Maybe all eggs smell like farts to you. I'm sorry, listener. Yeah. That's horrible. Somebody texted in and said, thanks for the tips. Somebody else said water is best with scrambled eggs. It makes them fluffier than milk does.
That's a good tip, actually. I do that with an omelette because it steams it a little bit.
Delicious
omelette. Just omelet. Spoonfuls of water into the egg. Yeah. Yeah, good
there
tip.
There you go.
Thank you so much for all of these egg tips. I have queued up a song by Hammerkopf, which is called Egg.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.